Over the years, the Sugar Plum Fairy has danced with a lot of different partners. There's the London Symphony Orchestra. Duke Ellington. A vocal group called Sovo So. Maestro Woody Phillips and a bunch of power tools. And last but not least, Rudy and the Surf Kings. But the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and the ballet it comes from, the Nutcracker, weren't always so popular, starting with the composer himself. While he was working on the music in 1891, Tchaikovsky wrote to his nephew complaining that it wasn't as good as his score for Sleeping Beauty. At another point, Tchaikovsky called the Nutcracker downright ugly. Some critics weren't so kind either. One early reviewer said about the Nutcracker, "For dancers, there's rather little in it. For art, absolutely nothing." So why does the Nutcracker have so many fans today?
It's full of fantasy, and it's a wholesome story and endearing way to celebrate Christmas.
Ricardo Bustamante is ballet master at the San Francisco Ballet. The San Francisco Ballet performed the first complete American production of The Nutcracker back in 1944, and it's been part of the company's repertoire ever since. Small wonder. At many ballet companies, ticket sales from Nutcracker performances in December help pay the bills for the rest of the season, and the tickets aren't hard to sell.
I think it is just the combination of a perfect work and the possibility for everybody to just bring alive this spirit of Christmas and the spirit of dance.
But even a ballet expert like Bustamante says there's more to the Nutcracker's popularity than just the story and the dancing.
This music, it's perfect. You know, it's catchy tunes. You know, you might be shopping at Macy's or some place and then you hear da 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 bum 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 bum.
It's very straightforward, very simple kind of music, quite folk-like, as a matter of fact.
That doesn't mean it's boring, says USC musicologist William Thompson. The rhythms are catchy and...
all of the melodies are very singable. For example, dum-dum-da-dum-be-da-dum-dee-dum-dee-dum-dum-dum, that's the overture, and it couldn't be more direct and simple in its rhythm. It's toe-tapping music, for sure.
Then there's the way Tchaikovsky uses the different instruments in the orchestra to create living, breathing characters, says Columbia musicologist Elaine Sisman.
When you think about the different dances, it's really the sounds of the instruments that come to your mind. Each orchestral moment is quite vivid.
Take the way he uses the strings and the woodwinds in the Arabian dance. But the strings take on a whole different character in the Russian dance.
I think that's one of the things that makes these dances so alive. For example, when Disney used it in Fantasia, the sound of the orchestra was so beautifully coordinated with the various colors and shapes and little cartoon characters that he created that it just seemed to spring off the screen. And I think that happens in the ballet, and that's one of the things that makes it so magical.
Add it all up and you've got toe-tapping rhythms, great music, plus toys, candy, Christmas presents, dancing fairies, and a handsome prince. Guess it's not hard to understand why the Nutcracker's become such a popular Christmas tradition. I'm Cheryl Glazer, wishing you happy holidays.